Testimony for the Church, Number 13. Introductory Remarks. Again, I feel it my duty to speak to the Lord's people in great plainness. It is humiliating to me to point out the errors and rebellion of those who have long been acquainted with us and have known our work. I do it to correct wrong statements that have gone abroad concerning me and my husband, calculated to injure the cause, and as a warning to others. Were it that we only were to suffer, I would be silent. But when the cause is in danger of reproach and suffering, I must speak, however humiliating. Proud hypocrites will triumph over our brethren because they are humble enough to confess their sins. God loves his people who keep his commandments and reproves them, not because they are the worst, but the best people in the world. As many as I love, says Jesus, I rebuke and chasten. I would call especial attention to the remarkable dreams given in this little work, all with harmony and distinctness illustrating the same things. The multitude of dreams arise from the common things of life with which the Spirit of God has nothing to do. There are also false dreams, as well as false visions, which are inspired by the spirit of Satan. But dreams from the Lord are classed in the Word of God with visions, and are as truly the fruits of the spirit of prophecy as visions. Such dreams, taking into the account the persons who have them and the circumstances under which they are given, contain their own proofs of their genuineness. May the blessing of God attend this little work. Ellen G. White.